It is unfortunate today that most people want to use God, even Christians, as a spare tire.
But Dr. Tony Evans says God wants to be first, not only when we pray, but when we give.
He knew that that would be an indicator light of how serious you are.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Giving is sometimes a touchy subject. People don't always like hearing about it, and pastors don't always like talking about it. But the Bible talks about it a lot. So let's join Dr. Evans now as he introduces the passage we'll be studying today.
Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. A preacher one day was trying to get his church excited about the new level he wanted to see God take the ministry. And so he was just preaching up a storm, and he said, "Brothers and sisters, for this church to get to the next level, you know, we've been crawling, we've been beginning this ministry, but it's time for us to walk." He had a line of deacons behind him who said, "Yes, Rev, let the church walk, let the church walk." He said, "And after we've walked for a while and gotten our footing straight, then we're going to start to run. We're going to run as a church." The group of deacons behind him said, Yeah, Rev, we're going to run. We're going to run. We're going to start walking, but then we're going to run. Preacher said, "And after we've run for a while, then it'll be time to fly. We're going to fly as a ministry. We're going to fly as a church." Deacons behind him said, "Yeah, we're going to fly. We're going to fly. We're going to fly as a ministry." Preacher said, "Now, in order to fly, it's going to take money." The deacon said, "Let the church walk, let the church walk." When we come to talk about God being first, it's a lot easier to talk about Him being first in our praise and first in our adoration and first in this and that. But when you hit this subject, we can get a little sensitive. But yet, this is one of the places where God uses the word first. And so to skip it would be to skip scripture. This is a sensitive subject, but yet, I think if you stick with me, there'll be a lot of clarity as we walk along here. The word first of your produce is translated another word in many versions, first fruits. First of your produce, or as it is often translated, first fruits. He says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and from the first fruits," or the first of all your produce. God wants to be first in every area of your life. He does not want to be an addendum. He doesn't want to be an extra. He doesn't want to be what's left. He wants to be front and center first. What exactly was first fruits? Well, let's clarify. First fruits comes from an agrarian economy. That is, they were farmers. And so, when they farmed the land and they bought up crops of fruit or vegetables, God says, "The first of what I give you is not yours. It is holy to the Lord." He describes first fruits in Deuteronomy chapter 26, where he says in verse 10, "Now behold, I have brought the first of the produce of the ground which you, O Lord, hath given me. And you have set it down before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. And you and the Levite and the alien whom is among you shall rejoice in all the good which the Lord your God has given you and your household. When you have finished paying all the tithe of your increase in the third year, the year of tithing, then you shall give it to the Levite, to the stranger, to the orphan, to the widow, that they may eat in your towns and be satisfied." So the first fruit was the tithe that belonged to the Lord. It was what they were supposed to do in order to worship God and recognize him as their source. Or as it says in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 23, you shall eat in the presence of the Lord your God at the place where he chooses to establish his name. The tithe of your grain, your new wine, your oil, your firstborn of your herd and your flock, so that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. So with first fruits, there was to be a lesson related to worshiping God and fearing God, that is taking God seriously. And so God says the first portion, the first tenth of what I give you is not yours. It is holy to the Lord. He says, I want to be recognized as your source, but I don't just want to hear it from your lips. I want to see it with your life. And the way I see it, he calls it first fruits. That is the recognition that I am your provider. That's why even in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, it says, when you come to worship God on the first day of the week, you are to bring your offering. Why? Because it was tied to whether you were worshiping God or not. So to sing God praises, to open your Bible and read the word while ripping him off is a contradiction. How can you receive worship from a thief? Each of my kids have a key to my house. Each of my kids have a key where they can go in and out of my house. But I'll tell you this, the first time one of them steals something out of my house, they're going to lose access to my house, because I either going to take the key or I'm going to change the lock. One of those two things is going to happen, because I can't give a thief access to me, even if they're one of my children. God has a lot of kids who want access to him. They want the key to heaven while they're ripping him off. And then they want to know why God won't talk to me, answer my prayer, relate to me. Who wants to hang out with a thief? The Bible says, you do rob me of tithes and offerings, Malachi 3. This is not just something found under the law of Moses. It goes all the way back to creation. When God created Adam, from every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but the tree in the midst of the garden, you can't have that. I'm going to put it there, but that's not yours. That tree is mine, because if you mess with that, you're messing with me. He did this all the way up into the law. He did it through the law. He did it in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8, when it says men continue to give their first fruits or their tithe. So the tithe or the first fruits was the way that you let God know you knew he was your source. So the issue was an issue of honor. And you would never have a problem with it, because whatever is first, you always know about. And so he calls it first fruits because it was to be the first thing that you considered. The very first thing a Jewish farmer did when his crops began to grow was to pick it and offer it to the Lord. So he says, I want to receive the first fruits of your produce. So that was the main concept, and it went to the storehouse, which was the temple. Why did they bring it to the temple? It said in the scripture we read, Deuteronomy 26, you are to do it for the Levite, you are to do it for the orphan, you are to do it for the widow, you are to do it for the stranger. Now let me explain something. When you bring first fruits to God, God's not going to eat it. He's not going to eat bananas. He's not going to eat cabbage. He's not going to eat watermelon. He's not going to eat any of that you bring to the Lord. Why? Because it wasn't for him to eat. It was for him and his ministry to use to be a blessing to somebody else. When the motivation is you, you've turned God off. When the motivation is others, you've got God's attention. And to make sure you are in the process and habit of ministering to people outside of yourself, he says, give first fruits to me, and within the context of the temple, it'll be spread out to others, so you will actually invest in others. So it's a ministry motivation, not a selfish motivation. It's all the difference in the world. So first fruits was not for God to eat. It's so other folk could eat. So other folk could be ministered to who are hurting or in trouble or in difficulty. And so even you could be ministered to, but it was ministry driven. There's a bumper sticker. It says, tithe if you know Jesus, any fool can honk. God wants you to deal tangibly with him to demonstrate that you are serious. A little boy in Sunday school one day, she was teaching him about giving, and she asked the little boy, she said, if you had $1 million, would you give it to God? Little boy said, yeah, absolutely. She said, if you had $1,000, would you give it to God? She said, yes. If you had $100, would you give it to God? She said, yes, teacher. If you had $1, would you give it to God? He paused, grabbed his pocket. She said, what's wrong? He said, I got $1 in my pocket. In other words, we'll talk big about stuff we don't have. We'll talk big about something that hasn't happened yet. But God wants to know, what are you doing with what he has given you now? Okay? Anybody can talk a good game. Now, we know that this issue of money has been abused and misused, but we can't let the misuse of it deny us from the legitimate use of it. He says in that first line in Proverbs 3, verse 9, he says to honor the Lord from your wealth. This is an issue of honor. It is recognizing God as the owner and source of your life. It is unfortunate today that most people want to use God, even Christians, as a spare tire. I want you in the vicinity in case life goes flat, so I can pull you out and let you get things back in place until I start rolling on again. Then I'll put you back. We want him as a refueling station. We do not want to honor him. Psalm chapter 50, verses 14 and 15. It says, honor the Lord by paying your vow and do it with thanksgiving.
But sometimes we don't show God the same respect we'd show to a house guest. And Dr. Evans will come back to tell us more about that in a moment when he continues this message from his current series, First, Returning God to His Rightful Place. It's called First because it deals with the first of Jesus' two great commandments, to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love others as yourself. In these 7 full-length messages, you learn how to recapture your enthusiasm for your faith, how to make God's priorities your priorities, how to communicate with your Heavenly Father, and how you can go beyond just studying God's Word to experiencing it. Request it right away, and we'll send you all 7 CDs in this collection as our gift when you help support Tony's work here on the air and around the world with a contribution of whatever amount God leads you to give, large or small. The title again, First, Returning God to His Rightful Place. Just visit us at TonyEvans.org to get the details and make the arrangements before time runs out on Wednesday. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back with more of our message after this.
Bible study is like gold mining. The deeper you dig, the more treasure you'll unearth. If you're ready to tap into the mother lode, explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere through the growing list of online courses waiting for you now in the Tony Evans Training Center. Take your time with each online module that'll take you verse by verse through the text with exclusive in-depth content from Dr. Evans, probing discussion questions, access to full-length messages, and an online discussion forum where you can ask specific questions and get detailed answers. The focus is on understanding and application, equipping you to put God's Word to work in the real world. Explore our growing list of courses covering many of the most important concepts in Christianity. The Tony Evans Training Center, a world of discovery, anytime, anywhere.
If the President of the United States came over to your house, he called you up and said, I'd love to have dinner with you. You're probably not going to say, okay, Mr. Prez, we got some leftovers here, and we'd love to give you the leftovers. Because his position is not worthy of leftovers. In fact, if you went to a restaurant and you looked at the menu and you chose what you wanted and they said, well, we think we got some leftovers of that. Some other people have been nibbling on it, but don't worry about it because I think it's still fresh and we'll be glad to serve it. That would be unacceptable to you That is why he says in Malachi chapter 1, you giving me what you won't even give your governor. You give the top brass the best. You give me what's left over. And if it happens to be a tenth, fine. Or if it's a fifth, fine. But it's what I have left because it was never addressed first. And one of the reasons we're not seeing more of God, not only in this financial area, but in the spiritual area, because this was tied to the spiritual, is because we get to God when we have time. We get to God when we have energy. We don't put him first. And so he says, you are to look at me first. And when you do, he makes a staggering statement. He says in verse 10, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Now, that's the part everybody wants. We want verse 10, but verse 10 comes after verse 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth and from the first fruits, that's the tithe, that I give you. Then you will begin to see. But wait a minute. Notice the order. First fruits was meant to honor God and benefit others. So you don't get verse 10 unless the ministry is occurring. If the ministry is not occurring, you haven't done what God has asked you to do, either in motivation or in what you give. Paul says, my God shall meet all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. But Philippians 4:19 only comes after Philippians 4:15. And in Philippians 4:15, he says, because you gave to the ministry and because you supported us reaching out, winning people, and because Paul says you supported my ministry, now we can go to verse 19. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. In other words, don't be quoting verse 19 if you're skipping verse 15. So he says, I want you to prioritize me. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 and 25 says, if you are stingy with God, God's going to be stingy with you. It's amazing. We get blessed more and give less. The average American gives 2.7% of their income to the Lord. That's mega theft. And they do it day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out, while at the same time asking to be mega blessed, while at the same time wanting heaven to shower them. And even if they get it, they wind up having it in a bag full of holes. They wind up seeing their lives fall apart, their families fall apart, because there's no spiritual dynamic to their giving. When you open a cereal box, you know, air puffs out. When you open potato chips, air pops out. You find out it wasn't a box full of anything. It wasn't a bag full of anything. It was a half bag or three-quarter cereal box because they put it with fluff, air. God doesn't want to have a fluff relationship with you. He doesn't want to have a pretend relationship with you. And first involves giving. And that involves honoring God and putting God first. Now, I have over here nice, big, juicy, red apples. Okay? I've got 10 of them. Okay, I've got 10, well, 9 big red ones and then a green one. But I'm going to come to the green one in a moment. These 10 apples, let's suppose they represent dollars. So that's $100 for an apple, 10 apples, like $1,000 worth of apples. That's what I got here. Now, God says all these apples come from me. All 10 of them are sourced in me. You wouldn't have any apples if there were no me. But I want you to take this green apple, the 10th, and I don't want you to mess with this apple. Now, for many of us, we're going to say, shucks, I'm losing one of my apples. God is saying, no. You ought to look at this as being thankful that you gained 9 apples. In other words, you're telling me that you know that the 9 apples over here are sourced in me and that you recognize I am your provider. And so when you give your one apple to me so that somebody else can eat, when you give that to me, you are to give it to me not mad, not upset, not frustrated, not irritated, not aggravated. You are to give it to me with thanksgiving. Because if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a basket full of big red apples. I am the source of your provision. So you ought to give it to me knowing that I am responsible for what you've gained. Now, here's what we do. If you've been in church for a while and you know, yeah, God says to give the first fruits to him, okay, the tithe belongs to him. The offering was what you gave over and above the tithe. A lot of people say, come to church, I'm giving an offering. If you haven't given the tithe, you haven't given the offering because the offering was over and above the tithe. But right now, I'm just talking about that. So you got this tithe and you're looking at this 10%. You're looking at this. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to give this. But Lord, I need a new tire. Because you understand, it's rough out here, God. I need a new tire, God. And Lord, my family, we haven't been on a vacation in a year, God. You know, Lord, I know you want me to rest. So, you understand. Because I'm tired. I need a vacation. Lord, these clothes I'm wearing, they're kind of old. I need a new suit. Because you don't want me going to church looking like anything. Yeah. You understand, Lord. And my cousin asked me to borrow some money. And you know, that's my people, so. I got to help them. So, I know you understand, and I love you, Jesus. I love you. I've been worshiping you. I was raised in church. Lord, I'm a little short on my down payment on the new house I'm going to buy. But I'm going to tell everybody I love you. And Jesus, my savings are a little low. So, I just want you to know, Jesus, that I love you. It's Sunday. It's time for the offering. Here you go, Jesus.
If you're through letting other priorities take bites out of what rightfully belongs to God, stay with us. Dr. Evans will come back with a final bit of encouragement for you in just a moment. Today's message was called Giving to God First, and it's available if you'd like to review it on your own or share it with your church. It's also part of the 7-lesson series Tony's been bringing us, First, Returning God to His Rightful Place. Remember, it's available on CD as our gift when you support the Ministry of the Alternative with a contribution of any size, our way of saying thanks for your faithful support that makes this program possible. So give us a call at 1-800-800-3222 or visit us today at tonyevans.org before this special offer runs out on Wednesday. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional and find out how you can follow along with him as we read through the Bible together on social media. This week, we're looking at Isaiah chapter 53. But there's another part of Scripture Dr. Evans says is especially important to focus on. And he's here now to tell you about it.
The greatest verse in the Bible is God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life is yours right now the moment you start trusting Jesus Christ as your personal sin bearer. When you trust him for your salvation, he gives you the gift of eternal life.
To learn more and get some free follow-up resources, visit tonyevans.org, click on the top menu, and follow the link that says Jesus. Again, that's tonyevans.org. The prayer life of many Christians boils down to thanking God for meals and reciting a list of needs and wants. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans says there's a rich, rewarding, two-way relationship available when the Lord becomes your first priority instead of your last resort. Right now, though, he's back with his final word for today.
Jesus talked more about finances than anything else outside of salvation and eternity. Why? Not because he wanted to talk about money, but he knew that that would be an indicator light of how serious you are. So you shouldn't have to be begged, cajoled, or tricked to give. You should recognize God deserves to be honored. People deserve to be ministered to. I'm going to do my portion because I need that ministry too. And then I'm going to trust God as a result of the right heart doing the right thing for the right motivation to take care and cover my back. That's the motivation.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.